Blog Talk Radio. Today is Monday, July 25th, 2016, and this is Foxology Today. I am Silver Ray Fox, your host. Happy blessed Monday to you. I pray all is well with you today. I'm happy to have you joining me here. Today I'm going to be talking with my special guest, Shelby Jenkins, who is the reigning Miss Texas International 2016. How exciting is that? Well, we're going to find out very shortly how it feels to wear such a prestigious crown and how awesome it is to be positioned to make a wonderful impact on the lives of others as a role model and a leader. I really do believe so much in pageants and personal development training. They offer young women and girls an opportunity to develop self-confidence and poise and polish inner strength, how to bring a smile to the world, and, you know, how to take each step of her journey face forward. Yes, pageants really do all that. I know, because I've trained many contestants myself, and it's the kind of experience and personal and professional growth that I tell you, it takes you to another level, and it's something that usually stays with them for the rest of their lives. It's true. Shelby Jenkins knows this. She's literally been at it since she was just a little young lady, embracing the art of dance as one of her special talents. The stage is certainly no stranger to her. It seems she was destined to be crowned someday for her beauty, talent, and achievements. And we're going to talk about all of those things today. It's my pleasure to have you as my special guest, Shelby. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me. I'm so excited.
Yeah, I am too. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing great, and great certainly is the right word for you, because you are doing great things. You're just walking in your greatness, and I love it.
Walking in destiny, that's the purpose.
Yes, absolutely, absolutely. So proud of you. Congratulations on
Thank
your
you.
Amazing title. And I know that it takes a lot of work and practice and hard work to get to the place where you're having that crown placed on your head. I know it looks easy often to people who are looking on. They just say, oh, she's so beautiful and she's so smart and she's so talented, and they just don't know the blood, sweat, and tears that went into to getting to that place and space in your life. So congratulations on all of your efforts to shine so brightly.
Thank you.
Well, you know how I want to start this conversation is I want to find out, what's going on with you right now? We'll go back a few years and talk about some of those things, but I know that pageantry keeps you very busy, and so I know you've got some real special things going on right now. Why don't we start by you telling us about that?
Yeah, well, my name is Shelby Patrice Jenkins, and the Miss Texas U.S. International title has opened up so many doors for me. I was offered a radio show with TMI Radio Network, and I have my own show called Royalty Network Radio, where I have a chance to talk about entertainment business, getting into the entertainment business, and just advice for future entrepreneurs and entrepreneurs. I will also be receiving the proclamation from Mayor Jensen in Grand Prairie, Texas on August the 2nd. I am super excited about that. And I just signed with with Adoption is Beautiful, because that is my platform, Adoption and Foster Care, because I was adopted. So I am now their reigning ambassador for Adoption is Beautiful, and I'm so, so, so excited.
You know, that is really wonderful. Congratulations on the award that you're, the accomplishment that you're going to receive from the mayor. That's phenomenal. But I tell you that that area of adoption and foster care is so essential. I just read a statistic saying that there were 153 million children worldwide who are orphans, and I thought, man, most people, we could just take, if we, everybody could just take one, it would be, solved, you know, the whole issue. Oh my goodness, and you know, and such is the case with many things. If we would all just really pool our resources and efforts together, so much could be just eliminated almost overnight. But I'm excited that you're doing that, because it really is the most life-changing thing that can happen to a child, and we definitely need more people and more voices out there to help with the awareness and the opportunity as well. So that's phenomenal that you're doing that. We'll talk a little bit more about that at the end, how people can reach out to you with that. But I want to ask you about your journey to your current crown. I know that your talents and skills date back to a very early age. When did you actually get started with some of the skill development? Like, I know dancing is a real strong part of what you've been bringing to the stage.
Yes, I've been dancing since I was 3 years old, but I really didn't get serious and into it until I went to church and I joined the dance ministry at Bethel in Miami, Florida. And it was just my calling. And I remember my pastor was just talking about, you know, follow your calling, you know, walk into your destiny. So I would always just dance, dance, and dance. And it really helped with my self-esteem and, of course, the stage presence, because you're dancing and ministering in front of so many people that they're just staring at you. And once I got that and I knew that that was my calling, I took it further. So I went to college at Kentucky State University, where I danced, and then the pageantry door opened up, and I was excited because they were like, well, your talent can be dance. And I was like, oh, you can dance? And then when I found out that talent was about 50% of it, I was like, oh, I think I could do this. And then I did it, and I won. And ever since then, I stuck with it, and I love it.
So you started at 3 years old. Let me ask this, because I always think it's so phenomenal and special when people find their calling that early in life. Who noticed, or how did, I mean, all little kids do a happy dance, but what was it that somebody could see, your mom could see about you that, you know, gave her the idea, let's get her into that area of development?
Yeah, you know, well, my mother, she was a dancer as well. And then when she put me in dance at three, I never got out of it. You know, some children, you know, they're like, oh, I want to do dance. I want to do cheer. I want to do soccer. I want to do volleyball. For me, it was always dance, 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 dance. I wanted to do dance summer camps. I wanted to dance spring camps, winter camps. If it had to do with dance, I wanted to do it. So it was just something that I stuck with, and then I was just very, very passionate about. And then I would always get in trouble at home because my parents were like, stop dancing and go to sleep. Shelby, turn down the music. Stop doing this. Don't dance in the kitchen. And I promise you, I would dance in the kitchen, the living room. I would break, like I would run into Vesk and on Sinead Turns or doing something. And my mom was like, if this child does not stop dancing, and that's all I would do. Like, my parents, they were like, all I do in my room is dance, dance, dance. And I loved it. And I'm so grateful that my parents believed in me, and they would invest in my dancing and put me in camps and all that stuff. So I was very fortunate.
Yes, you are, and it's for them to cultivate what they could see. And I'm sure you had probably watched your mom practicing about as much as you were, you know, jumping around the rooms all day long. That, and I'm sure that fueled your inspiration. But not only that, you cultivated it. Your mom and dad supported you, and you went on to participate in some pretty special events and got some awards for that too.
Yes. When I was when I went to Kentucky State University, and when I was my senior year in high school, I knew I wanted to stick with it because I was inducted into the National Dance Honor Society. And then from there, I went to school, and I was a freshman, and I was at an HBCU, and I was given the title of captain in training my freshman year. I haven't even been to school for 2 full weeks. And then from there, you know, I did the pageant, Kappa Kappa Psi pageant, and I won best talent. And from there, it was just a lot of awards and stuff. And then I also got the community service award as well when I graduated. And it just meant a lot because I felt like, you know, if I have a talent and I have a calling, I'm going to share it. And that's what I did. And I would go for like free community service workshops and conventions, and I would just teach a dance class to kids. And that's what I loved to do.
I want to know, how as a kid did you think about all of this? I hear you saying often in what you're saying to me in the audience that it's a calling, you're passionate. As a young person, I know it's easy to recognize that what you love to do, but did you actually recognize it as a lifelong work or calling at that particular time in your life when you were really young?
I really didn't. I knew that, you know, I was here. I knew I was here for a purpose. You know, growing up in church, I would hear Apostle Malone say, you know, everyone's here for a purpose. You're here for a purpose. It's your purpose. And I didn't know my purpose. I didn't know my purpose. I was just waking up every morning, going to school, and doing what I was told to do. But I didn't understand a purpose until, you know, I would talk to my mom and I was getting into my career and what I really wanted to do as an adult. And that's when I knew that I wanted to either be a dance major or something in that aspect of entertainment. And it was my heart. And I feel like at a young age, you just have to follow your heart. And when you follow your heart, that's when you realize what your purpose is and what your calling is to do. And if it's not in your heart, then it's just not there. It's not destined for you. But if it's in your heart and it's something that you can't live without, and you just have to keep thinking about it, like you eat, breathe, and think it, then it's your purpose. And you just need to figure out how you can serve with it.
Mm-hmm. So you were dreaming all along. What's your current dream? Would you say that up until now you've accomplished most everything you wanted to do? What's next?
Oh, my dreams are out of this world. But I went ahead and they don't stop. It's like something new every day. But my dream, like I said, is with adoption and foster care. And I'm fortunate enough because I actually started my own business, which is called Shelby Stars of Fine Arts, which is a fine arts center for dance, cheer, pageant training, singing, drama. And I've incorporated that to follow my heart into adoption and foster care to share my testimony. So my dream is just to have this huge facility of Shelby Stars Fine Arts and to just cater and to serve the kids that were adopted or were in foster care. And that's my dream. And of course it keeps growing and growing and growing, but I just want to be that one face of foster care and adoption. So when people think about it or they think of stories, they can think of mine, and it will just want them to adopt or just to give.
Yes, that's amazing. And I'm sure you're well on your way to accomplishing a lot of those out of this world.
Well, thank you. I hope so. Well. I pray and hope so.
Absolutely. When was your first pageant, Shelby?
My first pageant was at Kentucky State University in 2009, and I was so nervous. I didn't know what to do because I didn't even know what to do. Everything was new to me, walking the stage and stopping and speaking in front of a loud crowd, because with dance you don't speak. So I was like, oh, I have to speak. So I was YouTubing and Googling nothing but pageants, how they walk in pageants and what you're supposed to do and what you're supposed to wear. And it was a lot, but it was so much fun and I loved it, and it was a learning experience.
And after that, you came back to Texas, and Was there a lapse in between, or did you always have in mind, I'm going to keep going on this pageant circuit to get to where you are now?
Oh, yeah. I did the after the Miss Kappa Kappa Psi pageant, I loved it. And I was like, you know what? I like pageants. I want to stick. A young lady from my school, a colleague, was like, you know, she was Miss Black Kentucky USA 2011. And she was telling me about Miss Karen and the Miss Black America system. And I was Googling it. And I was like, oh, my goodness. I was like, I would love to do the Miss Black USA pageant. And I applied, and I got interviewed, and I sent in some headshots and sent in my bio, my resume and my dream and my mission. And I got a phone call, and they were telling me that, you know, they wanted to extend the offer for Miss Black Kentucky USA. And I was like, wow, for 2012. And I was excited. And that pageant system was a system that I love. And it honestly helped me. If it wasn't for that pageant system, I probably would have never been able to share my story of being adopted. And I love everything that pageants do for you, because it brings out who you truly are as a person, and you're able to represent something that you can stand for and have a platform.
Absolutely. Absolutely. And what would you say are some of the other most beneficial aspects of participating in a pageant? I know it's just so wonderful being able to experience the camaraderie and friendship and sisterhood of being involved in the same purpose with a lot of other women. But for you personally, what would you say some of the benefits are, and for others?
Self-esteem, most definitely,
mm-hmm.
and figuring out who you are. Because when you don't have self-esteem and you're considered a queen, your self-esteem rises up, because right then and there you're believing in yourself, because you have that, you made it. Like, you know, you're like, you know what, I am a queen. I'm representing this, and I'm beautiful inside and out, and I can do it. And, of course, you can do it, because if you didn't do it, you wouldn't have been chosen to do it or to represent. And from there, when you're represented with 50 plus girls or less than that, it brings out something it brings a sisterhood. So it's like, you know, it's so diverse, because you bring something to the table that all these other women bring as well. And everybody brings something different, and it collides into one thing, and it's beautiful. So if anyone was to get into pageants, it's amazing, because it's not only network bond that can never be broken. And I love it.
Mm-hmm. And would you also say that the training, the experience itself becomes intrinsic as well, that it's something that really lives in you and has really strengthened you as an individual?
Oh, yes, because you learn things that you can still apply. I've learned things that I can still apply today to life. And I always remember Ms. Karen says, you know, it's not what happens to you, but it's how you respond to it. And I still think about that still to this day. You know, all the training, you know, when you're talking to someone, you hold your head high, you have your shoulders back, you show confidence. I still apply that today. Didn't know that if I wouldn't go into pageantry. When you're in interviews, you want to always be sincere, and you want to always make sure that they see where you're coming from. And, you know, nothing is ever scripted, like you didn't rehearse it. And I respect that, because if I didn't know that in pageantry, I would still be at home practicing questions and then saying, oh, goodness, that's not what I wrote. And you don't want that. You just want something very sincere to come out of you. So when I know that I have an interview, I prepare myself mentally, but at the same time, I'm like, you know what, Shelby, you just have to let it flow so they can feel and see who you are as a person, not a fake side. And that's what I love about it, because I'm able to apply everything that I was ever taught now into life, for job interviews, for everything, anything, even auditions. And I love it.
Yeah, it really is a graduation from good to better to best. I genuinely believe that. And since you mentioned Miss Karen's name, Karen Arrington to me is one of the most phenomenal women on the planet.
Yes,
I love
that
she is doing what she's doing with this pageant system and offering inspiration, not just within that pageant, but to women everywhere. I'm a
Mm-hmm.
She and I are connected on Facebook, and I just love when her posts come through my feed. She is just one of the most incredible people. She loves what she does, and she loves empowering other people, and I love people like that. And she's mm-hmm. just an amazing person. I'm glad that you did say something about her, because she really, oh man, she,
yes.
If to my listeners, if you don't know Karen Arrington, please Google her or look for her on Facebook. She's bringing an immense camaraderie, friendship, sisterhood, connection to women, and she really means it on purpose. So I hope you'll take a peek at what she's doing. Okay, well, let's move on and get back to you. I want to ask this because I'd like for people to also know everything is not an easy glide and slide. What were some of your greatest mm-hmm. challenges as a competitor?
Some of my greatest challenges as a competitor was staying focused on what I wanted to do. And it was a challenge for me because I would know what I want to do, but when I would see things, I would want to change. And I'm like, Shelby, you can't do that. You need to stay focused. So the challenge for me was honestly just staying focused, because I can get very just straggled and just to the point where I'm like, you know what, like that's not what I'm here for. That's not it. So it was a challenge for me to stay to follow what was within and that gut feeling, because you can have a gut feeling, but it's like you don't want to go with that. But it's like you have to go with that gut. And if you don't go with that gut, then something else will happen, and you're like, you know what, I should have went with that gut. So it was a challenge for me to do that. Another challenge for me was to really open up. And to share my story about being adopted and in the foster care system, because I was scared of being judged, and it was just a challenge for me to just come out and just let it out. So I would say those two things were challenging.
Were there any things within the competition itself that posed additional concerns? For instance, I can remember, and it's not a good memory, but I can remember women feeling very competitive toward each other, as far as winning the title. You would often hear stories about how somebody cut up somebody's gown or pour something on mm-hmm. their gown or do really very devious things you know, the haters within the system itself. And
mm-hmm.
I imagine those things are not as prevalent, but they were at one time to try to help
mm-hmm.
eliminate some of the competition. But I know that depending on whose voice you're listening to during the training and preparation, my thought and theory is that when you enter that pageant, you've already done something that's made you a winner. Because there is nothing
yes.
else that can happen except that you become a better person on the other side of it, whether you actually get the crown or not. It is just the most special opportunity to learn and grow and develop and to be somebody that you weren't when you signed up.
Right.
But do those kinds of things still happen?
Yes, those, you know, fortunately, I'm very blessed. I've always had an amazing roommate, always. I've always had an amazing roommate, but you know, it is competitive. It's very competitive. When you get there, it's competition mode, and you know, you really in certain pageants, you really don't have the chance to meet other girls because everyone's number one in tunnel vision, or they don't want to meet you because they don't want to get intimidated, or they want you to be intimidated because of whatever the case is, because they want to win. But afterwards, it's to the point where it's like, oh, okay, so now we're talking, or you know, now the tension, now the ball's dropped, or you know, we already have the winner, we already have our top five, we already have our top ten, but it still does exist. And what I tell my pageant sisters and other girls that I'm training, I'm like, you know what, the fact that you've even made it this far and you have the opportunity to be that one girl that represents your state, you still won. And the reason why you still won is because you're still leaving wherever that pageant was to go back to your state to represent. So you're not, you really didn't lose anything.
Exactly. You're
so,
exactly right.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you what, they have a phenomenal person in you. As Miss Texas.
Well, thank you.
They really do. I'm excited
you.
For you, Shelby, and I'm proud, and I'm just pleased that you had the time to be on the show with me today. What I want to make sure people know before we wrap up is where they can get hold of you if they'd like for you to appear, or there's a speaking mm-hmm. opportunity or whatever they may want to have you participate in. Let's make sure we share that information. We have a couple minutes.
Okay. Yes. The contact phone number for my manager is area code 305-799-0778. You can also go to adoptionisbeautiful.org, and you can go to contact us or the booking tab, and right there the information will pop up, and you can click in that, put in your information for conventions, appearances, speaking engagements, or you can call us at that number, 305-799-0778, and also bbpandandco@gmail.com. So that's how you can contact me.
Okay, that's wonderful. I'm going to make sure that I get all of that information also posted with the show info on this page today as well. The last thing I'd like to ask you to share with the audience, I'm sure there are moms and dads, maybe young women, who are interested in being in a pageant. And mm-hmm. even though we've talked about a lot of things that would be encouraging, why don't you share a couple of the most important, one or two of the most important things you think are the reasons that it would be a good idea for any young woman?
Being in a pageant is an excellent idea for any young woman because, number one, it helps you realize who you are as a person. Number two, it takes you to a whole nother dimension of life. Number three, especially if you don't have siblings, you will be introduced to so many sisters, and that will actually have your back and always be there for you. And number four, your self-confidence would be amazing within. And, of course, all the pageants now are focused on scholarships. So if you're a believer that education is the key to success, I highly recommend that you do pageants because you're eligible to leave with a scholarship or leave with something that will take you to the next level for education and yourself as a person.
All right. Well, thank you so much, Shelby. And again, congratulations. I just pray you're blessed with the most awesome success going forward. And I have no doubt that it's already all laid out for you. Thanks again for being my special
guest.
Thank
you so much.
I look forward to staying in touch and watching what you're doing. Okay. You have yourself an amazing day.
Thank you. I really appreciate it. You too.
You're welcome. Thank you so much. And I want to thank all of you for taking the time. Bye. I want to thank all of you for taking the time to tune in. What an amazing interview. And I hope that you learned a lot. I do truly believe in getting as much polish and professionalism and personal development as you can as a young woman, as an older woman, whatever age and stage you are in life, it always works. So I hope you'll take this information to heart and to plan. Tell your friends about Foxology today. I am here most Mondays, and when I'm not, I'm usually displaying a treat repeat for you to listen to, but one way or another, there will be something for you to tune into, to learn from, to grow, to get in some insights, some enlightenment, some education, and some empowerment. So share it with your friends on social media as well. I'm going to bid you a great day and hope that you'll be listening in for the next show. And in the meantime, be blessed, be good, be awesome. I'll look forward to talking to you next time.